Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your morning brief for Monday, October 2nd. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. GOP House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is facing a direct threat to his leadership after crafting a deal to avoid a government shutdown over the weekend. Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz says he plans to file a motion this week to oust McCarthy from his role as Speaker, accusing him of breaking his word to conservatives by striking the short-term deal. Speaking on CBS, McCarthy said, "Bring it on," predicting he would survive the challenge from Gaetz. California Governor Gavin Newsom has appointed LaFonza Butler to the Senate seat previously held by Democrat Dianne Feinstein, who died last week at the age of 90. Butler will be the first Black openly gay woman to serve in Congress, according to the governor's office. Butler is the president of the group Emily's List, which funds female candidates who support abortion rights for office. She's expected to be sworn in as early as this week. Butler didn't respond to a request for comment. And China's economy is showing signs of perking up after months of anemic growth, reporting improvements in manufacturing. Still, prospects for a recovery continue to be under pressure from several headwinds, including its struggling property market. The World Bank has just cut its 2024 GDP growth forecast for China to 4.4% from 4.8%. Markets in Hong Kong and mainland China are closed for a holiday, while Japan's Nikkei stock index ended the day down, European shares rose in early trading, and U.S. stock futures gained ahead of reports on manufacturing activity due out this morning. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news in the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.